today we're here because we're doing a protest against the Pakistani government because of the mass killing of Shias that's occurring in the northern part of Pakistan in a town known as Parachinar. Many Shias have been slaughtered over many weeks and nothing's been done about it. So we're here to try raise our voice to the embassy to get a word across to the Pakistani government to send aid and to stop this massacre.
Well, we're here to protest, make our voices known to the government of Pakistan, to the people of Pakistan, that the killings of Shia Muslims like this is unacceptable. It has to stop in every way possible. Pakistan is a democratic country, and so the government claims. What we want is them to take notice and to know that this is done in the name of Islam. It's not possible. How can heads be chopped off? How can arms be displayed and be thought all in the name of Islam? It's not possible. This is injustice. This isn't even humanity. It's genocide at a great mass, and it must stop at every cost. And we urge the government of Pakistan to take notice, to help the people there. Pakistan is a democratic country, as they say. Nobody should be killed. Nobody should be... Any justice should not occur to anyone in the name of Islam, in the name of their beliefs, gender, nationality at all. And Pakistan and its government has a right to... It is abundant. Pakistan is bound to help its people in every way, whatever nationality, whatever religion, whatever mazhab. They have to help for the sake of integrity of Pakistan.
We are here protesting against the killing of the Shias in Pakistan, especially in the northwest of Pakistan, in the Khurram Agency, in Dera Ismail Khan. In Khurram Agency, it's been 14 months where the Taliban, the local Taliban, the Afghanis and the Pakistani Taliban have blocked the passage for the Shias to enter Pakistan. If they want to come to Pakistan, they have to go to Afghanistan and come back to Pakistan, to Peshawar. Rather than a 5-6 hour journey on the road, they take a 3-day journey to come. Their food has finished, medicine is finished, children are dying. More than 600 people have been killed in the past 14 months. The government of Pakistan is doing nothing against them. And in Dia Khan recently, a few months, now the killing has started and a few hundred people have been killed there. Hundreds have been arrested. So protesting against the Taliban and the Pakistani authorities to not take an action against them.
Today because there is so much killing and injustice going on in Pakistan, and all of us are quiet. The media is quiet, the Pakistani government's quiet, the whole West is quiet, and you know, there's this killing is inhumane, it's criminal. It isn't what our religion teaches us, and it isn't what these Muslims, these Shias are dying out there. Their heads are severed, their legs and limbs have gone, and we're all just sitting here quietly. And this is inhumane, and we need to stand up and show our support and condemn this act. And that's why me and my family and my little baby and all these people are here today.
Basically, we're here to protest against the killing of innocent people. Taking human life is against the principles of all humanity, especially taking the lives of those who are innocent. And we believe that this heinous act, whoever performed it, or performed by those who are enemies of mankind, must be condemned in the strongest way. And the rights of minorities, and we know that Shias are minorities, but the rights of the minorities in any democracy must be upheld. So if we are to do our duty as a fellow human being, we should defend the rights of minorities, because the marker, the benchmark for any successful democracy is upholding the rights of the minority. And so here we see that Shias are being killed because of the fact that they are Shias, for no other reason. And this must be condemned worldwide. And if we are to live in peace and harmony throughout the world, we must condemn such acts. And we must also uphold the rights of minorities to live side by side in a democratic society.
And I'm here to express my feelings, and by my presence I want to show that, you know, we're going through the same pain as our brothers and sisters are going through in Parachinar. We share their feelings and their sorrow. And What I want to do is I want to everybody to understand that we need to educate ourselves. This is not a solution for anything, killing and murdering one Muslim brother, killing another, butchering, not just killing, butchering another Muslim brother is not a sensible act. We need to educate ourselves and we need to learn from our Prophet what he taught us. I think all of us, we forgot, especially people who are butchering in this way, they completely forgot the message of Prophet Muhammad.
I'm a Pakistani who have been here for the last 2 years, and the only reason we are here is because to tell people, especially the government of Pakistan, and also the people who call themselves as a champion of human rights here in Britain, that what a terrible time the people in Parachunar, which is a part of NWFP, one part of Pakistan, they're facing. Almost more than 1,300 people have been killed in last 1 year. And the people who are killing are all Taliban. They have the tag of Islam on them, but they are not following Islam. They're beheading people, they're chopping their heads, they're chopping their legs. How can they call themselves Taliban?
Well, I come to support the Pakistani people who have been being killed every day. And there are about 30 Shias being killed every day. And in other parts of the country, of the Pakistan and other parts of the world, Shias are being killed. I am not from Pakistan, I am from Burundi, Africa. But I want to tell the world that look, I am free in this country. Why can't we be free in a Muslim country and practice our own religion in whichever way we want? One should let everyone live in peace, because Islam is a religion of peace. So we should pass on the message of true Islam to people. And it's about time the whole world should take action and let people live. This is not fair what's happening, and this is not fair what that we have to come out on the street to show to the people that we Muslims, we are not all united. We are asking for our rights. So it's about time everyone take an action now.
Well, I'm protesting against the killing of the Shias, which has been happening all around the Muslim world. And it's a very shameful, this has been going on in Pakistan for years. People are slaughtered, bombed, when they are even praying namaz peacefully. In the graveyard this has happened, and this is another issue that we are facing, that we are being tortured. It's not something new. In the time of the Prophet ﷺ, after his demise, his children were slaughtered. And the believer of his children who believe in them, they are peaceful people, they have not harmed anybody, they are still slaughtered. And I think that is the same thing which is going in Iraq. In the name of Islam, Taliban, or whoever is doing this, this is not Islam, this is not humanity. And if you can't do good things, don't do anything bad by killing people, innocent people, their children, women and men who are involved, you destroyed their life. And I think it's a great shame to see. And I think the Shia group now has to stand up very strongly and protest, because some picketing like that is not going to get us anywhere. We have been doing it for years quite peacefully, but I think we have to change our ways if we want to see that our Shias are protected. And we should demand from Pakistan government very strongly that they should listen, and we should be forceful, not cry over it. I think this is getting worse day by day. Thank you very much.
Speak out against the atrocities that are happening in Pakistan. We're supposed to be living in a society where there's democracy, but it's as if we're in the Middle Ages. It's barbaric what's going on. And we're standing here and watching this ignorance that they're not even coming out. We've all come out here to speak out against them, and yet we're not even being listened to. We've tried to publicize it as much as we can, stopping people on the road and stuff. So we're trying our hardest to get the awareness.
Allahu Akbar! Allah!
Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Omar. What do you think of the killings that have recently taken place in Pakistan, and what can be done about it?
It's unfortunate when you hear of the death of any human being in the world, and especially unfortunate when the person who dies in an Islamic country. A country where in the past people have sought to bring unity between the Muslims. Many of the great speakers who have spoken in Pakistan have sought to build relationships between the Shia community and the Sunni community. But unfortunately, there are people out there who continuously divide us. And this is another expression of the division, where we find innocent human beings who have been killed. And it is vital that the country rallies around seeking justice and removing this type of oppression. For this type of oppression should not happen to any human being, let alone a Muslim living within an Islamic country.
How do you think in future we should be able to stop such killings from happening?
Number one, it's vital that we educate the people. Educate the people to understand that unity is key for our survival in any country. And at the same time, it's vital that we speak to the government where they bring together the leaders of all the sects of Islam. And let them make their people understand that such criminal acts will not be tolerated.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Umar, for taking the time out.